According to the state of Alaska's licensing database, Don Ubelaker is the first person affiliated with the city of Nome to receive a euthanasia by injection license, which is renewed every 2 years. Ubelaker has been the ACO in Nome for over a year now, and during that time, she has only been able to euthanize pets through more jarring means.
Up to now, the euthanasia through the city has been performed via gunshot with a .22, and euthanasia by gunshot is still technically considered a humane practice because it is instant and painless for the animal when it's done correctly. That is what we've been limited to since, you know, there hasn't been anybody in town that has had the euthanasia solution on hand, you know, and been licensed to administer it.
Ubelaker estimates that she has had to euthanize 10 animals using a firearm thus far in her role as ACO. Now she has the ability to use an injection, which she says has less room for error, is more peaceful, and involves a pre-euthanasia solution.
Essentially what I do is make sure that there are no other animals in here, there are no people in here, it's just me and that dog or that animal, ourselves, there's quiet music in here, lots of treats are involved, and it's just a very peaceful atmosphere in here when the procedure is done. It really only takes a few minutes. The solution is very fast acting.
Nome's animal control officer, in order to be legally certified to provide euthanasia by injection services, had to go through what Patricia Lonergan, the licensing examiner, refers to as a two-step process.
The licensee first obtains a license from us and then sends in an application for a permit from the FDA. And to my knowledge, those are the only two steps that were done in this particular issuance of the license.
Lonergan works for the euthanasia program under the state of Alaska's Division of Corporations, Businesses, and Professional Licenses. Janie McCullough is the director of that division.
To qualify to obtain a permit, the agency shall certify that it will, you know, comply with the applicable federal laws related to the use of the drugs, not permit an employee to administer the drugs unless the employee has successfully completed a euthanasia technician certification course approved by the National Animal Control Association, the American Humane Association, or the Humane Society of the United States.
In addition to meeting the state's requirements for licensing, Ubelaker was also investigated by the Drug Enforcement Administration office that handles Alaska and is based in Seattle.
Because I'm not a licensed veterinarian and because we are so rural, our situation was a little bit special. So they, being the DEA, assigned an investigator to my application, and they, you know, there were lots of questions to answer, but you know, in the end we were able to successfully get approval from the DEA to be able to have those drugs on hand.
Euthanasia by injection can be performed in Nome for a fee of $100 after filling out a form with the ACO. Ubelaker contracts with the city of Nome and can be reached via phone at any time for questions or emergency euthanasias if needed. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Havi.